So from today we'll start chanting the songs sung by Lord Shiva, which is known as a Rudra Geet in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the canto 4th, chapter 24th, where Prachetas, the sons of Prachni Garbha, when they were asked by the Prachni Garbha to have kids or to take the ownership of a kingdom, so before taking that responsibility, all they gone for performing austerities. And while they were traveling, they came to the place which seems to be like a big ocean, but it was a lake. And as they came there, they heard a tumultuous and very wonderful sound of different instruments, like a cymbals, mridangas, veena, and it was very auspicious. After hearing that sound, they were amazed that what exactly it is. Tatra gandharvam akarnya divya marga manoharam visi samyo rajaputraste mridanga panavana dyunaha. The sons of king became very much amazed when they heard the vibrations from various drums and kettle drums along with other orderly musical sounds pleasing to their ear. And what they saw, that is nicely explained further. Tayyerva sarsastanish kramantam suhanugam upagiyamanam amaram pravaram vibhudhanugaihi. And what they saw exactly? They say that tapta hema nikayabham shitikantha trilochanam prasada sumukham viksha pranema mujatu kautukaha. The Prachetas were fortunate to see Lord Shiva, the chief of the demigods, emerging from the water with his associates. And now the form of Lord Shiva has explained. Generally, when we think of Lord Shiva, what image comes in front of our mind or eyes is that he is having a bluish body. That's what actually picturized when Lord Shiva is considered. But here it is said, how he looks like? Tapta hema nikayabham. Tapta hema means molten gold. So his bodily hue or his color is luster was just like a molten gold. So neither he is a bluish nor he is any other color, but he is having a hue, a luster of a molten gold. But his throat was bluish. And he had three eyes, three lochana, which looked very mercifully upon his devotees. He was accompanied by many musicians who were glorifying him. As soon as the Prachetas saw Lord Shiva, they immediately offered their obeisances in great amazement and fell down at the lotus feet of Lord. See, who are these Prachetas? What are their qualities? They were not any Sakam Karmis who has gone to see their lordship or worship some demigod to get some desired result. But who they were, that has explained in the next verse. Satan prapannarti haroho Bhagavan dharma vatsalaha dharma jnana shila sampannat pritaha pritanu vachaha. Lord Shiva became very pleased with the Prachetas because generally Lord Shiva is protector of pious persons and persons of gentle behavior. Being very much pleased with the princess, he began to speak as follows. Here, this particular personalities, they are explained as a dharmajnana. Dharmajnana means? Prabhupada in a translation or word-to-word meanings, he says, dharmajna means persons who are aware of religious principles. And second thing he says, shila sampanna. Shila sampanna means very well behaved. So this very well behaved personalities, when they saw the Lord Shiva, and these personalities who knows the principles of religion, so they offer obeisances to Lord Shiva. Generally, in our community, we see that most of the people are practicing devotees. They think that worshipping demigods is sinful. But has it is mentioned anywhere? They try to condemn that. Lord says that only a people with a kamaistrate ritat jnana prapadyante anna devata. The people whose intelligence got bewildered, they generally worship the demigods. For? To fulfill their material desires. But here, these personalities who know the principles of religion, they are offering pranams to Lord Shiva. That means the Vaishnavas, they do honor Lord Shiva. They do worship him. When last time I spoke to someone here, they said, oh, in our temple we do Mahashivaratri. We worship Lord Shiva. Why not? What's the problem with that? In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is explained, Shivaratri Vratam Krishna Chatur Dasyantu Falgune Vaishnavera Api Tata Karyam Shri Krishna Pritaye Sada. Hari Bhakti Vilas, 14th Vilas means chapter 14th and text number 187. There, Gopal Bhatt Goswami has quoted it from Gautamiya Tantra. And Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad has given commentary on that. It is said that on the 14th day of the dark fortnight of month of Falgun, that is February-March, for the pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna, a Vaishnava should always take a vow to fast. It is called Shivaratri or the night of Lord Shiva. So Vaishnavas, they do fast on Mahashivaratri. Next he says, Parat parataram yanti narayana parayanaha nate tatra gamishanti ye divasanti maheshwaram. One who avoids fasting on Shivaratri or the night of Lord Shiva, he becomes very offensive. Whatever offenses one accumulates by not fasting on Shivaratri day is explained here. The destination of Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Lord Narayana, is certainly in the spiritual world. But if one is envious of Lord Shiva, he does not attain spiritual world. Yani kanyatra lingani Shivaratrini charan. Teshu sankramate devas tasyanta ratro yato haraha. Shivaratris tatha prokta tenasa harivallabha. Whatever Shivalinga of Lord Shiva that be found on this earthly planet, on the night of this 14th day of the dark fortnight of the month of Falgun, Lord Shiva, who is leading demigod, enters into them. For this reason, this day is called Shivaratri. For this reason, this day is very dear to Lord Shri Hari. And now, one of the most important shloka from the Skanda Puran has quoted here by Gopala Bhatta Goswami. He says, श्री कृष्णे वैष्णवंतु प्रेम भक्ति विवर्धते, कृष्ण भक्ति रससार वरसी रुद्र अनुकंपया। इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, बीइंग वैष्णवा, इफ somebody fasts ऑन लॉर्ड शिवाज नाइट, दैट इज ऑन शिवरात्रि डे, बाय द मर्सी ऑफ हिम दैट इज लॉर्ड शिवा हु इज डाइविंग इन द ओशन ऑफ मेलोज ऑफ डिवोशन टू कृष्णा, वंस डिवोशन टू कृष्णा इंक्रीजेस रैपिडली। व्हाट ही सेज हियर, कृष्ण भक्ति रस सार वरसी रुद्र अनुकंपया, अनुकंपया मीन्स बाय द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा कृष्ण रस सार वरियसी, वरियसी मीन्स इट इंक्रीजेस, द प्रेम और लव फॉर लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंक्रीजेस बाय प्लीजिंग लॉर्ड शिवा। एंड दैट्स वाई वैष्णवाज दे डू सेलिब्रेट महाशिवरात्रि। इज दैट क्लियर? एनी फर्दर डाउट्स? नो। सो नाउ हियर लॉर्ड शिवा, who is known as a Mahadev also, who is known as a Rudra also, who is known as a Shankara also, he is explaining to this Prachetas that what is most dear to him. Yuyam Vedishadaputra Viditam Vachirkishitam अनुग्रहाय भद्रम व एवं मे दर्शनम कृतम। लॉर्ड शिवा सेड, यू आर ऑल द सन्स ऑफ किंग प्राचनी बरही एंड आई विश ऑल गुड फॉर्चून टू यू। आई ऑल्सो नो व्हाट यू आर गोइंग टू डू एंड देयर फोर आई एम विजिबल टू यू जस्ट टू शो माई मर्सी अपॉन यू। या परम रहंसा साक्षात त्रिगुणाज्यतवन सज्ञता भगवंतम वासुदेवम प्रपन्नम स प्रियो हिमे। सो दिस पर्टिक्युलर, द सेकेंड लाइन ऑफ दिस वर्स वेर ही क्लियरली एक्सप्लेन्स दैट स प्रियो हिमे, दोज आर वेरी डियर टू मी। हु? भगवंतम वासुदेवम प्रपन्नम, प्रपन्नम मीन्स हु हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ और हु हैज सरेंडर अन टू, टू हुम? भगवंतम, हु इज दैट भगवंतम? वासुदेवम, द सन ऑफ वसुदेव। सो हु इज सन ऑफ वसुदेव? सो अल्टीमेटली हु इज भगवान? हु सेज दैट? सो लॉर्ड शिवा एक्सप्लेन्स दैट सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ अ गॉडहेड इज नन अदर देन द सन ऑफ वसुदेव, दैट इज वासुदेव। एंड द पर्सन हु हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ हिम, प्रपन्नम, प्रपन्नम मीन्स हु हैज फुल्ली सरेंडर अन टू हिज लोटस फीट, लॉर्ड शिवा सेज दे आर वेरी डियर टू मी। सो इफ यू हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा और लॉर्ड कृष्णा, देन डेफिनेटली यू आर मोस्ट डियर टू लॉर्ड शिवा। सो इन कंक्लूजन, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू प्लीज लॉर्ड शिवा, what do you have to do? And how to take shelter of Lord Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Just by chanting the holy name of Lord. And then Lord Shiva says, what are the things that you can achieve? He says that Swadharma Nishta Shatajanma Bhi Puman Viranchito Tam Eti Tataha Param Himam Avyakritam Bhagavato Atha Vaishnavam Padam Yataham Vibhuda Kalatyaye. He says, A person who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 births becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. So Brahma is a person or a post?
Post.
And who can occupy that?
Anybody.
That's what it is said.
Who takes birth for
that? Huh? No, read it. There is a difference between occupational duties and devotional service. If someone follows Varnashrama Dharma for 100 lifetimes, then he becomes qualified to become Brahma, the controller of this universe. Further, he says, and if he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. Because Shivapuri or Kailas is just next to Brahmalok. So someone becomes more qualified, then he can go to the Mahesh Dham. But Lord Shiva says here, a person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna, avyakritam bhagavato atha vaishnavam padam yataham vibhudaha kalatyaye. An unalloyed devotional service is immediately promoted to the spiritual planet. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain these planets after the destruction of this material world. But the person who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Vasudev, he immediately goes to the... So where you have to go? So what is the process for that?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. What is that more pleases to Lord Shiva? He has explained in the next verse. He says, Atha Bhagavatam Yuyam Priyastha Bhagavan Yatha Namad Bhagavatan Chapreyan Anyo Asti Karhichit. You are all devotees of the Lord, and as such, I appreciate that you are as respectable as the Supreme Personality of a Godhead Himself. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me and that I am dear to them. Thus, no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. So most of the worshippers of Lord Shiva, genuinely who has worshipped Lord Shiva, ultimately they take shelter of Krishna. We have example here, our Sharma family. Generally it happens. Most of the devotees, if they worship Lord Shiva and they are sincere in that endeavor, then they come to worship Lord Krishna. And that pleases Lord Shiva a lot. And then he says, if someone is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of a life, Lord Shiva is explaining this, who is considered as Adi Guru also. He says, if someone is really desired to attain the ultimate goal of life, then he should listen carefully. He says here, idam vivaktam japtavyam pavitram mangalam param nihishreyas karam chapi shroyatam tad vadami vaha. Now I shall chant one mantra which is not only transcendental, pure, and auspicious, but is the best prayer for anyone who is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of life. When I chant this mantra, please hear it carefully and attentively. That's what Lord Shiva is telling to whom? Prachetas. And then, actually, this conversation between Maitreya and Vidura. Now Maitreya is explaining Ityanukrosha Dhridaya Bhagavan Tan Shivaha Baddhanjalin Rajaputran Narayana Parovachaha. So here it is explained that how to receive or how to hear these prayers the way Prachetas has done. How they have done? The great sage Maitreya continued, out of his causeless mercy, the exalted personality of Lord Shiva, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, continued to speak to the king's son, who were standing with a folded hands. So how to receive a knowledge? That has explained. With a folded hands. And that's what Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. What is that famous verse? How to approach? Tad viddhi pranipatena. Pranipata means? With a folded hand. So here, to hear about these wonderful prayers, these prachetas, they stood in front of Lord Shiva with a folded hands. That shows submissiveness. Namaha. Nama means not mine. If you, as a Vedic tradition, if you meet someone, the way of greeting is Namaste or Namaha. Nama means not mine. I have surrendered unto you. So whoever is there, if he does not reply that with the same way, Namaha, then he has to take a responsibility to deliver that person. How is that? Huh? So it makes everyone responsible to deliver other or each other. So here you are submitting yourself and the other one is also submitting you. So pray for each other. Then that prayers are listened by the Lord. Now, Shri Rudra Uvacha, here the song sung by Lord Shiva starts. Text number 33. Jitam ta atma vidra swastaye swasti rastume bhavata radasam radham sarvasma atmane namaha. Lord Shiva addressed the Supreme Personality of a Godhead with the following prayers. O Supreme Personality of a Godhead, all glories unto you. You are the most exalted of all self-realized souls. Since you are always auspicious for the self-realized, I wish that you be auspicious for me. The word Shiva itself means auspicious. And that same Shiva is asking their Lordship that make me auspicious. You are worshipable by virtue of all perfect instructions you give. You are the supreme soul. You are the super soul. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you as the supreme living being. That's the first prayer that he has offered. The next he says, Namaha Pankajanavaya Bhut Sukshmindriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutasthaya Swarochishe. My Lord, you are the origin of the creation by virtue of the lotus flower which sprouts from your navel. You are the supreme controller of the senses and the sense objects. And you are also all-pervading Vasudev. You are most peaceful, and because of your self-illuminated existence, you are not disturbed by the six kinds of transformation. See, anyone has taken birth in this material world, they have to undergo the six transformation of body. And here he clearly explains, oh my Lord, you don't have to go to that. Because you are the controller of everything. Everything is seen by us. That is generated from you. And then further he says, Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantaya Kantacha Namo Vishwa Prabodaya Pradyumnaya Antaratmane. My dear Lord, you are the origin of the subtle material ingredients, which is known as a Mahat Tattva. All the 24 elements, they are amalgamated together, then that becomes Mahat Tattva. And that Mahat Tattva enters into the Mahavishnu, and that Mahavishnu comes from Sankarshana. So the root of everything is Lord Sankarshan, who is the expansion of Lord Krishna. And that's why he says that you are the origin of the subtle material ingredients, The subtle material ingredients means Mahatvatva. In Brahma Samhita, it is explained that all these universes, they come out of the pore of Mahavishnu's body. The master of all integration as well as the master of all disintegration, the predominating deity named Sankarsana, and the master of all intelligence known as the predominating deity Pradyumna. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So if you want to have a proper intelligence, whom you have to pray? Lord Pradyumna. So here Lord Shiva is explaining that to control our bodily senses, our mind intelligence, whom we have to take shelter of. Namo namo aniruddhaya rishikesha indriyatmane, nama paramahansaya purnaya nibhritatmane. O my Lord, as a supreme directing deity known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and the mind. So you are the master of senses and the mind, which is known as Aniruddha. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you again and again. You are known as Ananta as well as Sankarsana because of your ability to destroy the whole creation by the blazing fire from your mouth. So whenever there is a pralaya or mahapralaya, the destruction of this whole material universe, the fire comes out from the mouth of Ananta, and he burns out everything. He destroys everything. And that Ananta is none other than the Lord himself. Then he says, Swarga apavarga dvaraya nityam shuchishade namaha. Namo Hiranya Viryaya Chatuhotraya Tantave. My Lord, O Aniruddha, you are the authority by which the doors of the higher planetary systems and liberation are opened. You are always within the pure heart of a living entity. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. You are the possessor of semen, which is like a gold. And thus, in the form of fire, you help the Vedic sacrifices, beginning with Chaturhotra. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. So, everything that is needed for creation, as in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Saha Yajna Praja Srishtva. To create or to populate this universe, Lord has created Yajna. And who is that Yajna? That has explained here by Lord Shiva. So the part of creation is explained in each and every devotee's prayers to the Lord. Why they are offering this prayer? Because they know that everything comes from the Lord himself. And how it comes, they start it with that. So that your mind can get fixed up that this is the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. No one else, because everything comes from him. If you read all the prayers offered by different devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the prayers starts with the creation only. How everything is created by the Lord. And here we can see, if you go back in the second canto, and their explanation of the creation has given by Lord Brahma himself, who is the second creator. And there in his prayers to Lord Mahavishnu, he explains the same thing. So when devotees, they speak in coherence. All their points are same, repeated again and again, so that we should not forget them. Because our tendency is to forget. Now you go out of this room and you will forget. Because that's the nature. And to come over that nature, Lord has asked his devotees to repeat these prayers again and again, so that in different ways, because everyone has his different way of understanding. So in those ways, these prayers has explained. Next he says, Namo Urja Ishyatraya Pataye Yadnaretase Triptidaya Cha Jivanam Namaha Sarva Rasatmane. Now the word they have used it for Lord. Sarva Rasatmane. What it means? Rasa means mellow. That everyone likes it. Everyone wants to try to extract the essence. So this is what? Rasa. And what is that? Atmane, that is Lord Himself. So here he says, my Lord, you are the provider of the Pitrulokas as well as all the demigods. You are the predominating deity of the moon and the master of the three Vedas. I offer my respected obeisances unto you because you are the original source of satisfaction for all living entities. Triptidaya Jivanam. Tripti means giving satisfaction. He is the one who gives that satisfaction. And that's why he is Sarva Rasatmane. Once get satisfied, one he gets the real test. And that real test is none other than the Lord Himself. And further he says then, Sarva Sattvatma Dehaya Visheshaya Sthaviyase Namastrailokya Palaya Sah Ojabalaya Cha. My dear Lord, you are the gigantic universal form which contains all individual bodies of the living entities. You are the maintainer of the three worlds, and as such you maintain the mind, senses, body and air of a life within them. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So everything which is movable in this world is kept moving by the different energies of the Lord. And that has explained very nicely in this particular verse. So last verse. Arthalingaya nabase namo ananda bahiratmane nama punyaya lokaya amushay bhurir vachase. My dear Lord, by expanding your transcendental vibrations, you reveal the actual meaning of everything. You are the all-pervading sky within and without. And you are the ultimate goal of a pious activities executed both within the material world and beyond it. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto you. Arthalingaya nabase namo antar bahiratmane. As we chant Narasimha prayers, what do we say? Ito Narasimha, Parato Narasimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narasimha. Bahir Narasimha, Ridhaya Narasimha. So he is everywhere. Why he is everywhere? Because everything comes from him. And that's why he says here, you are the ultimate goal of pious activity executed both within this material world and beyond it. So whatever has done or perform the activities by someone to create a prize credit, ultimately he is the giver of that. And that's why Lord Shiva, he offers his prayers to him. So next part we'll discuss tomorrow. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki.